Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing a vision class check-in featuring Shira J. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9 Penn Station. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. All right, everybody, I hope you all had an awesome weekend. I did. Very restful. We're going to get into this weekly affirmation, and it goes a little something like this. May my actions be guided by this divine intent. Let all my actions be a reflection of my higher self, as I create and attract abundance to me. I am free in my spirit, and my frequency resonates with the angels and my ancestors. They bless me, and I honor them. Ashe. All right, you can check affirmations like that and many more out on conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com. And, of course, soon we will be making some transitions with the Conversations with the Queen family and brand. But for right now, you can always get all the information at facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. All right, our monthly yoga pose for this month is our garland pose, and you can learn more about that at our Blogspot page. It has great benefits, helps with the hips and the legs and the knees. It's an awesome position, and you can learn more about that on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, without further ado, we're going to get right into the session. I'm going to bring on my co-host first. Nels, peace, are you on the line?
Peace and blessings, sister. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited, nervous, and excited at the same time.
Well, yes, this next guest we have coming on right now, she's an awesome, awesome woman. And I'm going to bring her on right now. Shira J, are you on the line?
I am.
Can you hear me? I have my headset on.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All peace. Right. Hello.
Peace. And welcome, everybody who's listening in through the live stream or who's on the call. We can, if you are in the chat for the first time and you would like to chat with us in the chat room, please do create a Blog Talk Radio account and you'll be able to speak with us in the chat room. If not, when you have any comments or questions, you're going to have to call in. So without further ado, let's just get it started. So for those in my listening audience who aren't familiar with you, let them know a little bit about Shira, who you are, what you do, what's going on with the whole you.
Okay. Well, as an individual, I have many different, I guess, facets to me, but maybe I would be best known through my Sugar-Free TV channel, which is just a self-betterment channel in general. But I'm also a ballroom dancer and I'm doing a vision class. I'm teaching it. And I guess that's more where I'm evolving to right now. So.
All right, awesome. So I guess the big question for those who aren't familiar with Vision Class is, what is Vision Class?
Right, okay. Okay, so Vision Class is essentially this online, I don't even want to say web course, it's just an online lecture series where students can watch every week, every Friday at 7:30, hopefully, as long as the video is uploaded in a timely fashion.
But every YouTube week, you're gonna get... sometimes. It's not your fault. We know.
It's a hot mess. But every week, they can. Every week, students can log in. There's a syllabus to which students can access all of the topics that we're going to discuss, any assignments, and it's about helping students find their life purpose through smaller visions, things that they've always dreamt of doing but perhaps never had the courage or even support to do. So this is a community for that. And we also have, of course, Facebook and Google Plus as right now the support system for those students.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So why do you feel that Vision Class is important?
Well, I think everyone is always searching for some sort of meaning in life. And definitely by learning the tools that are given in this class, you begin to have some sort of a discipline where you're tapping into ancient knowledge, ancient wisdom of the way that people were able to live life, I would say, in a more simple way, in a less materialistic, egotistical way. So this class not only helps you to develop that as habit or as a way of life, but additionally, through that, you're finding your inner purpose, which is, you know, how you're connected to our creator. So this class does that.
Definitely. So can you share a little bit with us about how Vision Class has changed your life personally?
Well, for me, I'm very emotional individual, so, and I'm very sensitive. I'm a Cancer. So everything I go through in my life, I tend to be, I'm hypersensitive to it, whether I be depressed or extra excitable. I mean, I'm very extreme with my emotions. And so this class has mitigated that for me and has given me the tools through practice that I can reference during any time to stay grounded. And I think it's also given me an awareness that I might not have otherwise gained. And I've brought areas of my life, you know, I would say I've brought the things on my life path closer to me through this class that I may have not done had I not done the steps sort of that I've recommended in this class. So, yeah.
Definitely. That's awesome. So what have you guys discussed so far in Vision Class? Like, what are some of the topics that you address?
The first week we talked about visualization. Then we went on to affirmations, and then we spoke about intention through there's two tools, an intention book and an envision board. Usually you hear it called a vision board, but I, you know, wanted to brand something. So envision board. We went on to reading, writing, gratitude, and prayer and meditation, and now we're up to discernment. So we're getting ready to speak about discernment this week.
Okay. Can't wait for that. Exactly. So what should people expect from Vision Class?
Well, I would just say growth as just the class itself, the student, you know, the student base, as well as their individual journey. So can expect to see growth and also on an even deeper level, awareness. So even once they've taken this class and maybe they go through it again, or maybe they're just taking the techniques and applying it to their daily lives, they're going to see awareness, whether or not they probably thought they were going to tap into that realm. They're going to tap into awareness regardless. Like, it's going to be everywhere. Excuse me. Oh, it's on my throat.
Okay. Getting a little scratchy there. I had something going on earlier a little bit. I'm going to have to get that ACG ring real quick and grab that out. But, it's cool. It's all right.
I'm like, am I being attacked? Do you not want me to speak about this? I'm not.
Hey, it happens now. It happens. All right, yeah. So I'm going to let my co-host take over on the next couple of questions.
Okay.
You got this now?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to let you take over on the next couple questions.
Okay. Since I am new to Vision Classes, I have seen Sugar Free TV. I want to say you have an awesome channel on YouTube, and everyone should check it out. So my question would be, how does Vision Class work, and why is it so important to do the work, and what benefits could one receive from the work?
How does Vision Class work? It works like a regular course, the only difference being instead of, you know, coming out of your house in the cold or in the heat, you get to sit from the comfort of your own home and watch the lecture. It works like a regular course. So there is a syllabus, there are course texts, and there's an online community. So we have a calendar, we have downloadable textbooks, we have places to check in. And instead of the work being sort of graded or you having assignments that people are going to judge you on, you really post at leisure. So you really are holding yourself accountable. And, of course, this is for your own, you know, self-fruition. So if you don't do the work, it's kind of on you. But it's always kind of in your mind now, once you've done Vision Class, even for 2 seconds, that, hey, there's this place here that's going to help, you know, better my life. And if I kind of slide back down, you know, the, I guess, the place of self-deception, I'm going to always have it in my mind, you know, there's a place. So it works like regular class, and, of course, once you get the syllabus, it'll make a lot more sense. It's important to do the work because I feel that people in general in life expect things to just happen for them. People really don't have a way of controlling their own destiny. I guess people do, but I don't think that people really fully realize it. And also, a lot of times we don't really know what to do, especially when we're in a lower state of consciousness or we're feeling down and sad or angry or any of the lower emotions. Whenever we're feeling that, we always kind of grasp at straws, right? Like we call our friends, we try to get advice, but we really don't know where to go. And right. What happens to vision class is if you incorporate it into your daily life as a practice, as a way of life, just like if you were to try to lose weight, you wouldn't just lose weight for your class reunion. You're going to lose weight for the rest of your life, hopefully, and change your eating habits for good. This class is synonymous with that or analogous to that. So by incorporating these techniques, which are the weekly topic, by incorporating this into your daily life, you change your life such that you can draw upon this at any moment. And in fact, it becomes easier as time goes on. The work doesn't become so much work because it's your way of life. And what are the benefits of doing the work? The benefits of doing the work, of course, as I said, there's less backslide. And when there is backslide, it's not so egregious. It's not so, painful, for example. Like I've had, like I said, I've had bouts with depression. Maybe mine last month, if not years sometimes. Like straight up, just 3 and 4 years straight. Now, if I feel myself entering into depression or if a certain situation tips me off, I notice that I have not just a reference point, like something I can do, for example, instead of having to call my friends and cry all day, granted I'm still going to call them, now I have morning pages or now I know that I can read. And it literally, you would not think that it's going to just pull you out, but you like, you get pulled out so quickly, and it's, like, amazing to me. And so the benefits of doing the work are that your life becomes, I don't want to even say perfect because there's no perfection. There's going to still be suffering and every other thing. But, as I said, it's not so egregious, and it also becomes, I don't know, it's almost like, I'll put it like this. Again, using a weight loss example, if you have lost, you know, 300 pounds, right? And you kind of have a backslide where you sort of go back to your old eating habits. If you've been practicing proper eating techniques and nutrition and exercise, sliding back for, you know, a week is not going to be the same as you sliding back for your entire lifetime. You've already got the tools, so you just go back and reference them once you kind of gain your consciousness back, like, okay, wait a minute, what am I doing? You just go right back into it. So
exactly. Definitely. I want to add also what you're saying because it's very true. Like, I mean, of course, I've been living a conscious lifestyle for a while now and been implementing the techniques for about a couple years now. And, you know, when you first start off, it's like, okay, how is writing an affirmation really going to help me?
Right.
Negro, I got real problems. Like, what are you talking about? Write some words on the paper. If that was the answer,
right.
I would have did that already.
Right.
But, exactly. But it really does. It's not so much the action as it is the habit that you're creating
right.
and then how that programs your mind. So literally, I've spoken about it on my channel, on my YouTube channel, when I've done my vision class updates. I literally feel the way I respond to negative situations changing. Like, literally the self-talk in my head is now affirmation, less like default programming.
Right.
So when I'm stressed out or, like, overwhelmed, it's not negative talk going on in my head anymore. It's not being amplified on that level anymore. It's positivity to bring the situation back into balance and to focus and to create some type of calmness and benefit out of the situation. So it really helps a lot by changing your whole outlook and your whole view on life. That's really what the point of vision class, I feel, is. And then from there, being able to attract the situations that you want in your life to come to you and be able to be there for you. So, Nels, I'm going to let you handle this one last question.
Yay. Thank you. actually, ask a question. I do want to say that here lately, since I've been catching up on the vision classes, I must say that the turmoil that it was in my head is becoming more and more quiet. I don't fight myself as much, because normally I would retort to the negative, like, oh, just forget it, you can't do it. And now it's just like, with the affirmations, I sat there too, I'm like, why am I writing anything on paper? I don't need no paper. What is this going to do? It's not going to do nothing with this paper. But
right.
At the same time, with writing the affirmations down on paper, it actually caused me to start writing a lot of things down on paper. So
right.
Now my mind is becoming more organized, because I used to just jump from one thought to the next and it'd be something totally different from what I was thinking, to now I see my mind even being more organized. But not even being more organized, I'm actually starting to think things through, not partially through, but all the way through. So
right.
That actually leads me into the next question, which is, how should we utilize the tools offered from Vision Class? So, like, you know, like the office hours or the morning pages.
Okay. Well, every tool that is available to you through Vision Class, I would just say they all have a basis, again, in this fundamental ancient knowledge and wisdom. However, the different authors of the books that are providing some of these techniques are giving their take on it, because they understand a certain way about going about doing it. Once you reach a certain level of consciousness, of course, you'll mitigate the tools as necessary for you. But so office hours are given twice a week, which I'm about to, like, after this class, I'm going to do something different with that, because I'm through. I'm through 7 days a week doing this. So tired. But they are every Saturday and Sunday so far from 3 to 4 p.m. on our use. We have a Ustream channel, which that's going to be hard to reference without just clicking on it. It's a million numbers and letters. But anyways, you go to Ustream, and office hours is just like any office hours you have in college, which is you come ready with your questions based typically on the lecture that preceded it. However, you can ask anything, of course. And it feels like a little mini lecture, and it's kind of one-sided because I'm the only one talking, but I'm reading everyone's chat questions. So that's that. Artist Date is a weekly, at least 2 hours that you devote just to yourself. You don't bring your dog, you don't bring your baby, you don't bring your mom, you bring yourself, and you take yourself outside of the box. You don't do things that you're typically used to. I will notice that sometimes I do things that provide me with comfort and grounding, like things like take a bath, but I give myself something extra with it, like maybe, you know, light the candle or the music is playing. And granted, that's typical something for me, but perhaps taking yourself the extra mile. You can do that once here and there, but overall you're supposed to take yourself somewhere you don't normally take yourself, things that you're not normally used to doing. And what it does is it begins to open your consciousness up to a new realm, right? Because Einstein said doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results is insanity. So it's not about what's the comfort zone. It's about taking yourself outside of the comfort zone for 2 hours a week, typically because we don't even spend 2 hours with ourselves to begin with. We don't afford ourselves that, and we're afraid to. So being alone in that space is a form of meditation as well. And then speaking of meditation, morning pages. Morning pages are, we have a book, and it's called The Legacy Book. And really, The Legacy Book is essentially your journal. Now, not to be given this misconception, morning pages are not specifically a journal. You still are journaling in aspect, but what you're doing is stream of conscious writing. So the minute you wake up, whether it be in the middle of the night when you're groggy or the beginning of the day, if you set your alarm 15 minutes early and just kind of straight out of dream state, half awake, crust in the eye, you know, your mouth stinks, all of that. You sit down and literally the first thing you do is grab this legacy book and you start writing for 3 pages, no matter what it is. Obviously, beginners are going to find it extremely difficult to write 3 pages, which you would think, oh, that's simple. But people are struggle. I mean, people miss days, people miss weeks. And what it does, though, it opens up your consciousness, because what starts happening is literally at certain points you're not even writing, because it takes the thought out of writing when you're coming off of this dream state. So as you're writing, you'll notice that sometimes the answers to your problems are being written for you, literally. literally. Like, you won't even be thinking. You'll just be writing. And all of a sudden you look down like, did I just write that? And you'll read it, and it might not even feel like you wrote that. And, in fact, you didn't write it, which is a very strange concept for people. But it's a form of meditation. You're receiving answers. And then, of course, it acts as prayer when you are conscious, when you are writing, because, of course, your consciousness puts in. So as you're writing, sometimes you can say, why am I doing this? You can write anything you want, you know. But until you start to get really in the habit of it, it doesn't manifest as much as you'd like until you really get the ball rolling and are doing it continuously. And I also use morning pages for affirmations. Like, at the end, I always write an affirmation, or I'll write a prayer or whatever, you know. But that's morning pages. And, in fact, I'm going to tell you, my morning pages now, they're no less than 5 pages. Not even on purpose. They just come out. They continue.
Yeah, that's happened to me a couple of times. And I went over. Right. I was like, oh, snap, I'm writing more than the 3 pages.
Oh, my God. I mean, when I tell you, save my life. And people are really begrudged the morning pages, I find. And it sucks at first. It stinks. Nobody wants to do that. I mean, who wants to write? And you would think it's so simple, but, I mean, people are really... I mean, it's
raise
intriguing.
His hand in the corner, nerd.
Right.
I'm such a nerd. I want to write.
I was like, you probably want to write them. but, I mean, art. You would think, artist date, spend time with myself. It is so hard for
people. It's hard. And I spend a lot of time alone. That's not even the problem. The problem is to go outside alone. That's the thing. It's
right.
Go outside by yourself. I'm like, okay, people always be asking to come with me. I'm like, no.
Right. They don't
like,
yeah,
feel like I'm leaving
funny.
People behind. I be feeling bad on the inside sometimes. I'm like, I gotta take this moment.
It's difficult for you to explain what you're doing to people. And oh my God, let me make this assertion. Probably the key thing that you do in vision class is keep your business to yourself at this time. Because, I mean, you're going to start looking like you're from the CIA, because people are like, what are you doing in there? What are you doing?
What are you writing?
You know, what are you writing about? Exactly. I mean, you have to hide your morning pages. I'm seriously, because it spills out your inner. I mean, when I tell you my innermost stuff, if somebody found my morning pages right now, I'd probably go kill myself. I'm like, please don't find my morning pages. Girl,
I'll go
myself.
Kill them, but you know, that's the difference. Like, hold up, you cannot see this and live. But let's bring it back from the balance. Morning pages, definitely. But it's a necessity. And the side effects that I'm seeing from morning pages, I don't know about other people. I think I saw a couple people write this, though, is that my dreams are so clear and vivid now. I'm not a person who used to remember my dreams all the time. Like, I remember them sometimes. I remembered them more than the average person, but I was not every night in there, like, somewhere remembering everything. Like, that was not happening.
Right.
And now, like, I remember I remember stuff I don't care to, like, why do I remember that about the dream?
Right.
It was so stupid. Like, somebody's head turned into a marshmallow. Like, who cares about that? But I remember it, and I'm waking up. And, like, I'm able to recall it. And sometimes I write my dreams into my morning pages, like, just to get a little recording of what happened, especially if it was significant or I felt it had some symbolism. And even my own ability to interpret dreams for other people, interpret them for myself, and, like, do stuff like that, my clairvoyance, I feel, is coming a little bit more naturally. Mm. And I feel that that's the point of it, is to flex that muscle, you know, to really get you back into your spiritual self and realign you with that information and that knowledge. And with that being said, we do have an hour and 30 minutes on the live stream left. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up the interview portion and then get into the question and answers. I know you guys are waiting patiently on the lines, like, I want to talk to Shira, but hold up now, okay? Yeah. We just got to get through this little part, and then we'll come right back for you guys. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Are you looking for a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. NewShop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get your free e-store, post your products to sell, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even ebooks and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to NewShop.com for your 9-day free trial today. NewShop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.nuwshop. All payments and transactions on NewShop.com are securely processed through PayPal.
The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen Afua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. 888-636-5222.
All right, y'all, we are back live talking about this Vision Class check-in featuring Shira J, and I got my lovely co-host on the line doing a wonderful job holding it down. We just got finished playing our commercials, and if you have a business or would like to advertise with Conversations with the Queen, hit us up at TayQueen, TayQueen, @hotmail.com. Or if you're an artist or somebody who has a great idea or concept and you would like to be interviewed, do the same. So definitely hit us up at TayQueen, TayQueen, @hotmail.com. All right. Let's get right back into this Vision Class check-in. So, Shira, how did you choose the text for this course?
I chose the text sort of based off of, it depends on which text they were, but I chose them for different reasons. So I chose The Artist Way because it already has 12 weeks embedded within it regarding just something of a structure of the way that the course is designed. So I started there. And then I started to look at what techniques I'm noticing, again, ancient wisdom. So I noticed that for example, writing, we had to have a book, so I had Write It Down, Make It Happen. I knew that visualization was also important, so create a visualization, which some of these books chose me. So mm-hmm. I was looking for, you know, sometimes I would just be looking for the book, and I'll look down, and there it is, you know, and I'm like, okay, I don't argue, so there's, you know, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
The Isaiah Effect and A New Earth came to me separately. The Isaiah Effect was given to me. I had a life coach, so she gave it to me. And as I was reading it, I was like, well, this really details the specifics on prayer and what it truly is supposed to mean. So I wanted to bring that book forward. But then A New Earth speaks about consciousness and awareness in general. And I figured students could choose between the two because the concepts were so heavily laden in the
mm-hmm.
books that we needed to choose one or the other, not both necessarily, unless students wanted a challenge. And then moving on to the Four Agreements, I thought that's a quick read. It's fundamental knowledge. Anyone could read it and understand it, and it'd be very difficult to deny the evidence in that book. So that was there. And then the Spontaneous Healing of Belief, believe it or not, I am reading it for the first time in Vision Class. I've never read it. Again, it was chosen for me. So I'm sitting in the book section in Barnes & Noble's, and I'm thinking, I need a book. I need it to be about quantum science. And I'm going to pray, and I'm going to believe that the book I choose is that book. I pick it up. It is about that. Of course, it so happens to be Greg Braden already, which is an author we had already used. So I picked it, and, of course, it has not proven me wrong in what I was reading. So those are the books that we have for the course.
Definitely. I mean, this is some heavy, heavy information. And so, I mean, how does each author lend their insight into the concept of vision manifestation? Like, how does each of them tie into the concept of vision class?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
How does each author's insight tie into the concept of vision class? Like, how did they lend their information in a way that you felt completed the vision that you had for a vision class?
Well, I guess, again, it depends on each author, but what I appreciate the most about, I guess, collectively the authors is that they're offering the information. It's not, you know, once again, even with vision class, I'm just offering the information. Obviously, you could take it or you could leave it. But they're offering the information, and it's all based off of, again, like, I mean, without going so deep into it, but there's information that, of course, we've only been privy to within the last 20 years. And that information grows every day, especially with advent like the World Wide Web. So there is information, again, that we were not able to access before, and a lot of it is scientific-based now. We're seeing that it is scientific and spiritual at the same time.
Yeah.
And so these authors often provide a tangible resource for their information, something where, listen, this is proven, whether it be sacred geometry or this is proven in quantum physics or whatever the technique might be, or write it down, make it happen. For example, she's referencing the reticular activating system. So real tangible concepts, there's a reason why they work. And so it ties into vision class because it's all about, especially for us physical beings, we like to have faith, but our faith is we like to see the evidence. I mean, most people are just like not going to have just blind faith. They still want to see some evidence, or eventually they get lost again. So what I like about these authors and what they lend to vision class is that, you know, it's like here's where the information came from. Go look for yourself. And if you keep going down the rabbit hole, you know, you might be a little bit, you know, shaken because it's so deep, but the information continues to verify itself. And it's interesting, too, because they tend to verify one another whether or not they're referencing one another. They might, speak about the same text somewhere in their books, and they're not even perhaps friends or colleagues, but they're referencing similar material. And it's interesting once you start reading all of the books and you start tying them back to one another, you say, oh, my goodness, this is exactly what they just said. So,
exactly.
And there's no, you know, it's not obviously coincidental that happens in that way.
Exactly, definitely. Mm-hmm. So how would you describe your teaching style in vision class?
I teach more from a, you know, holistic perspective. So when I'm speaking about one thing, I'm speaking about many things. But I not only speak from my background, but I try to specifically reference the authors as much as possible during the lecture because I want people to know the importance of reading these texts. And, of course, I'm going to pull from what they're saying and create my own take on it. So, which, again, it's not contradictory to what they're saying, but I have my own take. And, of course, everyone's going to hear and see in it whatever they take from it. So that's really my teaching style.
Yeah, and I'd say, if I may say as an outside observer about your teaching style, I feel like you have a very genteel, personable teaching style. I feel like you're relatable. I feel like we can listen to you, and it doesn't feel like we're being lectured as much as it feels like we're just talking to somebody that we know or a friend. Of course, there's a lot of information packed into that conversation. But I don't know what kind of friends everybody else got, but this is me and what you talk about. So for me, it's like, okay, like that's my homegirl. We just chopping it up. We chopping up the science. But, I mean, there is that personality. Your personality shines through vision class. And it definitely comes through as a personable teaching style, in my opinion. So, what is your vision for vision class? I like that question. I like how I worded that.
You mean like my future vision or what this would
be?
Yeah,
like what is your
right
future
now?
Vision for Vision Glass?
My vision is that people, oh, Lord Jesus. My vision is that people wake up. My main vision is that people wake up. And when I say wake up, what I mean is this. Whether this class provokes you negatively or positively, because I'm certainly aware that this, there have been people coming out that, you know, that are definitely massaged the other direction, that are not supportive of this course. I think that that awareness comes out of that and burst out of that because I want people to be able to take a look at themselves. The biggest, I think, I don't want to say problem, the biggest issue that is faced in any culture, in any society, is the individual man. And when that individual man gains momentum with the collective in ignorance, obviously this is the perpetuator of violence or judgment or
groupthink.
You know, groupthink. So my ideal for this class is that people could look inward at themselves and really see themselves. Like, really constantly check themselves. People are very, very quick, even when they've got knowledge, even when they have knowledge, they're very quick to put their energy, and this is actually week 9 coming up, discernment. They're very quick to put their energy behind negativity, right? Mm-hmm. So what ends up happening is, and what ends up happening is, depending on these people's gifts, everybody could either listen to what they have to say or choose to ignore reality, whatever way that manifests. Mm-hmm. But my hope is that people are constantly checking. Whether or not they go into this class and they end up praying, meditating, whatever have you, or choose not to, the whole goal is, did something in you awaken because you were forced to look inward at yourself because of something that was said?
Definitely. All right. We got 10 minutes left on this interview portion, so if you'd like to call in with your questions, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what your progress is in Vision Class, if you're taking it, or what your input is on what we said so far about Vision Class. So definitely call in. Again, that call-in number is 917-932-8881, and we're on live discussing this Vision Class check-in with Shira J. All right. So what advice would you give to those who are interested in getting started with Vision Class or who are already in Vision Class?
I would, for students who are looking to get started in Vision Class, I would say we're kind of nearing the end, but I still would say I like the momentum of where everyone is. So if you can pick up right where we are, there's only 2 books left. Pick up right where we are. I know it may be some residual information that may need to be picked up, but like, for example, understanding the morning pages or artist day, but you literally could just dive in at any point. Although the information does build upon one another, it's not necessary. It's not like math where you have to learn addition before you can learn multiplication. You could still jump in anywhere. And then finish the course with us, come back to the course when we're done, and go back through it weekly, as you would normally, as even though everyone's gone on. And the future of Vision Class, what we're going to do is I'm going to hold a monthly, I believe it's going to be monthly sort of webinar, seminar, whatever you would like to call it, where I jump back in, except this time it's going to be on Vision Class channel, so not, hopefully not back on Sugar Free TV only. And on the Vision Class channel, which is youtube.com/ Vision Class, we will have this monthly webinar where you can check in, and I would also like to extend the office hour to that time as well. So anyone that's just getting started will still have a community. They will still have the opportunity that everyone else had. It just won't be as momentous as it is right at this moment. And then when we culminate, I would like to eventually have an even, I don't want to say a better Vision Class, but maybe something that, now that this has been done for the first time, something where I can reference and make it even more clean and more, you know, clear and, you know, more cohesive even than it has already been.
Hey, definitely. All right. So let the listeners know all the Vision Class information, any upcoming events, projects, or ideas. Let them know your contact info, all that stuff.
I really, right now, don't have upcoming projects other than I'm going to continue working on. I have a documentary. I'm going to start getting back into working on that once this finishes, and my comedy show that I was working on. So these are some things that are that I was doing behind the scenes that I'm going to start picking back up on. I'm going to go back to Sugar Free TV, reevaluating what I want to do with that, whether or not I even want to do that, you know, as I've done it before. And ways to get in contact with me, the email is sugarfreemail@rocketmail.com, all one word. And the Vision Class channel for, channel for YouTube is www.youtube.com/visionclass. We also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/visionclass. And then if you go to our Google Plus channel, which is really difficult for me to do because it's got, like, it's really just a very strange address. It's not anything intuitive. So if you want that, I would just suggest to email me or get the information from Facebook if you have a Facebook, and or you can email me and I'll just send you the information to that.
Definitely.
Those are the main ways to get in touch with me.
All right, so we're now going to open the lines to take questions. If you're already on the call-in line, all you have to do is raise your hand by pressing 1 to let us know that you have a question. If you are not, if you're listening in through the live stream, you can still call in with your questions. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, and we do have a couple callers with some questions on the line already. So a caller that has been waiting so patiently from the 813 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hello?
Peace.
Hello?
Hey, greetings. How are y'all doing this evening?
We're
awesome.
Hi, how are you? Great. This is a wonderful program, and I commend you wonderful queens for doing such a great job. And listening to all that was being discussed, I must say that I am on point with what I'm doing, but the one thing that stands out to me is how to recognize I guess obstacles, you know, like roadblocks that are like kind of in your way. Because in listening to all that you were discussing, my meditation process that I do, it works out well. I also see visions that I write, you know, some of them, most of them are still within. When I see dreams, I get up and I write about it. A lot of my meditation is in my writing because I write poetry. So just as what was mentioned in the conversation, a lot of times I do receive answers to kind of what I'm focused on with what I'm doing. But there is those occasional moments when it could be either that I am trying too hard, maybe, or I don't know, I can't put my finger on the words that I want to use, but a lot of times it's like when I know that there's an obstacle in the way, but I can't recognize the obstacle itself. Now, the funny part about that is that I have no problem with seeing obstacles that are in others' ways, and then I bring it to their attention and whatnot. But at times when it comes, you know, to me, I'm like, okay, I know that there's something there, but I just can't recognize it. So my question would be, because most of what you're saying is about the individual self-help and how the individual can build themselves up, but one thing that I have not heard mentioned is how can one as well recognize some of the obstacles or roadblocks that are in their way, and then recognizing them, and how is the individual able to work around it?
Okay.
So you're asking, you are, I'm just clarifying, asking for specific roadblocks, or you want to know the specific roadblocks that are interfering with me?
Well, yes, and because, in, like I say, in pertaining to me, one thing, I'll make the story as short as possible, okay? And okay. With me, with my writing, I have a book just published, okay? So I'm in the process of you know, trying to promote myself with the book and with my gift, okay? So one thing that was brought to my attention during my meditating was that, okay, in the environment that I am, where I am, I need to relocate because in this environment it's not working. So I'm in the process of doing the relocation. But it mm-hmm. took a while for me to recognize that or for that to come to me. So basically what I'm asking is that, you know, is there any way that I guess the individual, be it myself since I'm talking about me, is there any way that I can fine-tune that part of me to where I'm able to recognize the roadblock sooner and to be able to navigate around it?
Mm. Well, hopefully I'll answer this properly for you. I would say a couple things. First of all, I would say the emotions surrounding any situation are going to automatically point you towards something. So if you feel an emotion, even precursory, even if it hasn't necessarily manifested yet, but sometimes, you know, we feel in a certain area of our body, we're feeling, you know, anger or we're feeling sadness, or sometimes we don't even know why we're feeling that. We just draw our attention to that area in our body and we ask ourselves, you know, where is that coming from in terms of the thought? So once you kind of pinpoint the area in your body, like whether it be your stomach or your heart or just the feeling that you already are feeling, a lot of times that's a message being sent already to you to look at something. So perhaps the specific, I would say, origin of where that's coming from might not be clear yet, but it would be a precursor, an indicator of there's something to be looked at in your life. That, for me, that would be one technique. Another technique I would say is you're doing the meditation and also you're meditating through writing. So right there, you're already opening up your channel of communication with, you know, what is being dictated to you, communicated to you. Because obviously you could move, for example, just using your example, you could move, you know, right now, or you could move 3 years from now. It will always be still your path. It will still be your path will still adjust to you. So whether you do it now, quote unquote, sooner, or whether you do it in 3 years from now, quote unquote, later, you're still manifesting the path that you should be on or all of the events that need to happen in order for you to have that realization. So if right now you're not having the realization, or if you're not understanding the obstacles such that you can maneuver around it in a certain way, then right there, just that inner urge that you're having right now to understand it is automatically one of those precursory feelings that I was just explaining, where it's kind of leading you to something. And as long as you're searching for the something will manifest to help you to understand that need within you to understand it. So it might not come in a quote-unquote, and I say quote-unquote timely fashion, because what is time? But it's going to manifest regardless, whatever your answer that you're looking for, whether it be from something I'm saying now, or you look up at the tree and all of a sudden have an epiphany tomorrow or in 7 years or whatever it is, it comes in its own time based on what you need. So, I mean, that's really, I know that's kind of like vague, and it's probably like, I want to answer now and I want to know.
Well, no, that does clear up a lot. It was on point.
If I may give you some advice as well, utilizing some of the techniques that Shira said, like I know you said you're writing already and you're channeling already,
right.
And I understand perfectly what you're talking about because I'm a poet as well, so I know exactly how you feel when you're channeling and it's just coming through you when you're writing. But what you want to do is get into the discipline. Like I said earlier, it's not so much necessarily the actual exercises themselves as much as it is the daily discipline of it.
Uh-huh.
And going in and waking up in the morning and writing those morning pages really, really helps a lot with exactly what you're talking about. Because sometimes you don't even know you're feeling a certain way, and it'll come out in your morning pages. And you're like,
right.
I didn't even know I felt like that. And it'll really, really give you a lot of insight into what's going on, because you can't hide your feelings from yourself at 5 o'clock
yes.
in the morning, and you still got the crust in your eyes, and you're trying to, like, still go back to sleep,
say
like,
it.
You don't want to do this. You can't, it's, you,
say
your
it.
Ego submitted so much to the point where it's like, you can't, anything you write has to be the truth at that time. Like, I don't know about other people, but I'm super cranky when I first wake up. So, like, you don't want to talk to me right then because I might tell you about yourself. You know what I mean? So, it like, when you first wake up, there's a level of the glamour or the falsehood is taken away from yourself. So you're just,
yeah.
you're kind of in your truest self at that point. And that could really, really help you with that whole issue that you're having, not understanding what the blockages are.
Okay,
so
I'll yeah, that's good. I'll take that under serious consideration, and I'll look into her program, because she did make one valid point that it helps me, you know, solidify what I'm doing, because as she said, the move itself, you know, if you get that inclination to move, then
exactly.
you're still on the path and it comes to you. So the last
definitely.
Thing that did come to me was to make the move.
All right. Definitely. Awesome. So I hope that helps you with your question, and you have a great and awesome rest of your evening, and I hope you
mm-hmm.
tune in again next Monday. All right?
Thank you.
Thank
I'll,
you.
I'll do. And Queen, I'm still, because I listened to your last show, and I'm
mm-hmm.
still going to send some of my work to your Hotmail page.
Okay. Definitely.
Thanks.
Definitely do
yeah.
so. All right. Peace.
All right. Good evening. Peace.
All right, we have a caller from the 803 area code. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, what's going on, goddesses? This is Paul Meadow Star, the Ratchet Revolutionary. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Paul Meadow.
Hey,
what's up?
That's all right.
I'm really
Mr.
Like
Ratchet Revolutionary. I'm sorry. That's a new one for me. Hey, Palmetto, how's up? How you doing?
I'm chilling. No, I'm just listening to the conversation. I'm really loving what you guys are saying. You know, this is a lot of the information that you're saying. I incorporate in my own meditations and things of that nature, and I think it's really great information. I did have a question. Now, I'm a writer myself, but this is a question more for people listening. Now, for people that aren't really inclined to writing, do you think that it would recording themselves, like, you know, a lot of people, you know, they have the phone where they could record themselves or put themselves on camera and be like, oh, it's the morning time, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying, on the phone and just record themselves like that. Would that be a better alternative or an alternative for people that are not inclined to writing, or would or does writing – is writing its own special sort of thing when you talk about
alcohol? I already know what she's going to say.
You
if you in vision class, you already know what she's about to say.
That is, first of all, that's like the best question anyways. But actually, no, there's no substitute. Writing is fundamental, not reading. writing is... It is, though, obviously, because before we could read, we could write, right? I mean,
yeah.
Well, in order to read, we must read something that has been written. So
mm-hmm.
Although the spoken word is obviously powerful and definitely powerful in its own way and does get many things accomplished that writing does not get accomplished, the key to writing is, first of all, a lot of people don't tap into, just naturally, we've already been trained out of this, of course. So by the time we get to morning page, I mean, excuse me, by the time we get to vision class in the first place, where we feel like we need to go do this class, is, you know, we have already not tapped into that realm of consciousness where we're receiving information freely without thought. So what writing does, number one, is, especially stream of conscious writing, it is tapping into that code of being the channel through which God can use you. So even though, of course, that can be done in the spoken word, like that's always being done by whether, you know, you're a preacher, pastor, whatever, spoken word artist,
mm-hmm.
you know, the power of the voice is definitely for its own reasons, but the power of the pen has its own very specific sacred level of communication, and especially when you take thought out of it, because this type of writing is to specifically take the thought out of your writing. So this isn't really like creative writing or you trying to write a book or anything fancy. I mean, your writing could literally look like chicken scratch, like, you know, kids when they're first learning to write.
And I don't know what I wrote. I just yeah, I'm looking at it like, is that an S or a heart? I don't know.
Right. The E is backwards.
Like,
down, like
all messed
stands.
Up spelling. That don't even look like
right.
a word.
Right.
Yes.
But this is a very specific channel, and if you want to take it, you know, scientifically, medically, you think about
mm-hmm.
the reticular activating system of the brain. This is now putting literally into focus, like she said earlier, Taekwee said earlier, you're accessing areas of the brain that are not utilized as muscle normally. Like the muscle has not been exercised. So this is all
mm-hmm.
about exercising that specific muscle, not specifically of writing, but what the writing is tapping into.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's pretend you couldn't write, right? Like, because there's obviously some illiterate people out there. What if you couldn't write? Well, even
yeah.
if it's hieroglyphics, you're still channeling. So
mm-hmm.
it's this idea of that medium.
Mm-hmm.
To be used as the channeling, in addition to all the other channeling that we do. So, yeah, writing is fundamental. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a must.
I understand that. That makes perfect sense. That makes perfect
yep.
sense. Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, let them know about your radio show.
Okay. Well, Too Raw for TV comes on every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com/Too Raw for TV. This Thursday, we're going to be talking. We're actually having a listening party for the Turn Off Your TV Volume 3 mixtape that just dropped on the 24th. I'm still doing my hunger strike for Trayvon, so it's been about a month, and I haven't ate anything since July 15th. So
Whoa.
We're going to be talking about all of that and getting into it and talking about how people could help in our efforts. You know, we just recently went to Sanford, Florida, where the whole thing started. And, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that Trayvon is the first or last tragedy, but I think it is a line in the sand that we do have to draw and, you know, just sort of like reinvent and sort of transform ourselves. So that's what this whole thing is about. So we'll be talking about all that on Too Raw for TV on blogtalkradio.com/Too Raw for TV this Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
So.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, you All heard right. it there. Just go check them out. All right, thank you for calling in.
Peace.
All right, we have another caller. Caller from the 336 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, Queens. How are you tonight?
Peace.
This is Benita. I have a quick question. I noticed earlier you all stated, or it was stated, that different thoughts will manifest itself into different types of pain in certain types of the body. Now, I've had a lot of chest pain going on for about 16 years, and I'm trying to figure out why am I always negative? Like, how can I put these negative thoughts and feelings and change them into positive thoughts and feelings? I've tried numerous times. I've tried writing. I've tried meditating, but nothing seems to work. And I'm always hopeful for other people rather than myself. So I need to know, what can I do to change my thought patterns around?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. Well, okay. Well, I would start by saying this very basic. It's gonna sound so basic, like I made it up.
Mm-hmm.
But areas of your body where you experience pain are almost so literal. Meaning,
mm-hmm.
You might hear of people having a broken heart.
Yeah.
If you have heart chest pain,
it can literally break. I found that out.
It literally breaks.
It can.
Oh,
it really?
Really
can. It can damage the tissue. Yep.
Well, there you go. And so many, I can preach right now, but I mean, seriously, right? So I'll give you a great example. I remember my hair fell out at once. I used to have a lot of, this is called psychosomatic symptoms. Whenever your mind manifests somatically, soma meaning body. So your mind manifests in the body. So what that means is, for example, I had cavities in every tooth, and I went to the dentist every 6 months without fail. So to have cavities was unheard of, but I had cavities. I had 16 cavities, right? Simultaneously, I also developed glaucoma in one of my eyes at 21 years of age, and I also lost hair. And when I went to a therapist, they were talking about, you know, you're tearing your hair out, you're grinding your teeth, you're literally blinded. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is so literal what's manifesting in my body. So if you're having chest pain, there's literally, I would be...
I don't want to interrupt you here, but caller, could you please turn down the internet stream, because we're getting a little bit of feedback, and I just want you to be able to hear it, everybody to be able to hear it.
I'm not around the internet. I think someone is still
okay.
On the line.
Okay. Well, are you on speaker?
I'm on my cell phone.
Hmm? Okay. No. I don't know. Well, something's going on with the live, so I'm going to just mute you, but I'm going to, like, periodically click in, so when you have a question, we'll be able to hear you, okay?
Okay.
Well, go ahead, Sharon.
I was just going to say I would be willing to bet, caller, that you do have some heartache in the most, you know, literal way, and then, of course, now the most metaphorical way, that there's heartache between yourself and maybe the situations that you're explaining that you're going through. So how to heal your thoughts. There's a very rudimentary technique that I call thought replacement, but this is only going to get you so far. But this is a great place to start if this works for you. It doesn't work for everybody. But thought replacement is taking the attention, first of all, taking your attention to your thoughts. Because the thoughts tend to, you know, for example, you hear people say, my mind just ran away from me. And then, you know, I'm thinking, does your mind have legs and arms and is wearing a tracksuit? How is your mind running away from you? So when people say these comments,
it's like, is your mind running?
I mean, I'm trying to understand what people mean by that, right? But when people say that, they're not even paying mind to what they're even saying. Your mind can't run away from you. It's yours. You own it. So why is it away from you? So the idea of thought replacement is to take your attention, first of all, focus it on the place of your body where the pain is coming from, not just the physical pain, but, of course, emotional pain as well. Focus your mind there, and then taking that pain and asking yourself, what caused me to feel that feeling? Like, for example, some days I'm driving, you know, down the highway, and I'm like, I don't feel happy right now. Something triggered that. So I then have to put my mind back in my mind on the thought that triggered that feeling. And once I do that, you start habitually doing this, right? Like I'm talking about the minute you realize you don't feel happy or you don't feel good, you focus on it. You ask yourself what thought created that. Because sometimes these thoughts are just perpetual. Well, actually, most of the time these thoughts are perpetual. They're compulsive, right? Like a disease, like it's just compulsive. Like I keep thinking the same thought over and over and over and over until it manifests as pain. So by fixating on that thought, understanding what the thought is, you switch it, you replace it, thought replacement. So you take the thought and replace it with something you'd rather be thinking about. And I'm talking about this is hard as hell. It's hard because you have to be so focused. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes because it's called thinking about what you're thinking about, right? Because your thoughts do run away. They just think of themselves sometimes. And this is about focusing on the thought. So that's one rudimentary technique, and I say rudimentary because it's really basic, but it has helped me. Now, once you get past that, you need other techniques. So, I mean, I don't know if you're ever planning to do vision class, but just to know on the surface, every topic for every week of vision class functions also. It doubles as a technique. So whether it be visualization, that's a technique. Whether it be affirmations, that's a technique. We didn't talk about intention book, but that's a technique. So these are all, you know, even if you just read the syllabus and Googled the stuff yourself and you didn't even watch one day of vision class, which is fine, if you got the syllabus from our vision class web or our Facebook page, you could see all of the weeks broken down into topics, and you'll see that each of those topics is a technique. And I'm telling you, the key, like Tay just said, is the practice. So it's not about, I just did meditation tonight, that's great. It's about, for the rest of your life, finding something that works for you, that
transformed you. And once it works for you, you'll notice there are now new areas of life. Everything's in layers. So right now it's the heart, right? But once the heart is healed, then something else will manifest. Like, my goodness, I got to work on this too. And then you begin to find technique for everything, such that eventually you get to a place where you're always in a state of learning, and it's really just practice. So I don't know if that helps you, but I mean, am I correct in saying that you experience heartache metaphorically, like you feel heartbreak?
Well, I don't know exactly. I mean, I'm not totally happy, but like I said, I don't know ever since.
You could be suppressing it. You could be suppressing it.
So.
Mm-hmm. And it's just coming out of your physical body.
Yeah, it's a lot of feelings that I do have that I don't let out. And, you know, along with the heart pain or the chest pain, I do have a lot of headaches. So that maybe I am suppressing a lot of I guess, sadness and maybe anger. I'm not too sure. But I just wanted to know, you know, how do I figure out what's going on? Because I don't know why.
I say, again, I almost sound like a broken record, but if you, I don't care if nobody does vision class, do morning pages. Like, 3 pages in the morning when you first, it sounds like I'm lying, but I swear to God, if I had known about this when I was born, I would have done it my whole life. Like, it's that serious.
Like, it really is.
3 pages.
Is it just you wake up and you just write what you're feeling as soon as you wake up?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and everything. My nose itches right now. I think I have to go to the bathroom in 5 minutes. Like, you write all of that down, like, everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. The idea is to eventually get to a place where you are doing less thinking and God is literally writing through your pen. I mean, I know that sounds odd as well. But you get to a place where you'll write a whole paragraph, for example, because we're talking about thoughts here. So you'll be writing a whole paragraph, and you look up, and he didn't write that paragraph. There are enumerated accounts of this happening. Like, if you go on the Vision Class, again, the Facebook page, the amount of people who are experiencing that transformation, it's like you can't even keep up with the people. Like, they're like, yeah, that's what just happened. I was writing, and then all of a sudden it wasn't me. And I'm like, I know, right? That's crazy. But it's you know, that's a starting point. But anytime you want to know the answer, which we all want to know the answer, so we always are searching. But, if you know, I found that the difference between when I started awakening and when I wasn't awakening at all, the difference was the doing. The difference was the doing. Because it is work at first. It's a lot of work, and it's not going to feel good. Like, trust me, we're talking about writing 3 pages. Like, oh, that's all you do? So by day number 3, you're going to be like, I don't feel like
you're
going to
be like, fuck these pages. Like, why am I writing? I got to go to work. Yeah, what is this?
Right. Yeah. Like, I'll just skip it today. But what starts happening, though, if you, again, the difference is in the doing. So if you continuously do without questioning, I mean, I'm saying give yourself even a few months of doing. You'll automatically start to see differences. You'll see answers come out that you didn't even know. Like she said, if you're suppressing, the answers start coming out. You'll be writing, and you'll just have an answer, and you'll be like, wait a minute. Like, what? This is something that's been on me. You know how people say, this is on my heart? Well, this is something that's on your heart, right, that's been there, and it's going to come out. And I don't know. There's so many things you could do. I want to say one more thing that just maybe to be aware of, because now I'm so conscious of this that I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to die from a broken heart. But 65% of deaths are attributed to heart disease. And literally, just speaking about psychosomatic symptoms, the way that people manifest, as Kay said, their spiritual achings, is through a physical body somehow. When you die, when anyone dies, the reasons of their death, whether it be a quote-unquote natural death, it's not natural at all, because everyone dying is attributed to some sort of a belief in that death. I'm not going to just say unexpected death, right? I'm not going to speak just about, like, accidents or somebody in a car crash or something, but I'm talking about when it comes down to the physical body breaking down. Our bodies are meant and built to withstand hundreds of years.
hundreds of years of life. Our bodies are built. And to get to a place where our body actually gives up on us is very telling of our spiritual state. So me personally, I'm like, how can I rectify this? And I'm going to continue looking for answers. So I pray that for you as well, like you find your answers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for calling in. You had a wonderful question.
Thank you, Queen.
Peace. All right,
peace.
All right. We don't have any current callers at the moment. We had one caller, but they left us. So if that caller wants to come back, they can. But you can call in with your questions or comments through the call number 917-932-8881. Or you, if you're already on the line, you can just raise your hand by pressing 1, because that's the only way I'm going to know you have a question. And let some things off of your heart. All right. You like how I did that, though, right? Anyway, yeah. I want to ask the co-host, Nell, do you have any questions about Vision Class, or do you have anything that you wanted to add in that we didn't get to cover?
Well, I want to say that... it's comforting to know that Shira, being a fellow Cancer, where I will end up at the end of Vision Class, because I'm a Cancer myself, and often I do question a lot of things. I find myself questioning every little detail about everything, and I kind of sort of thought maybe I was going crazy, but then I kind of realized that, and I won't lie, morning pages is not easy. I don't want to wake up and write the first thing that I read on my, that's on my mind, because 9 times out of 10 is food. I don't want to sit there and write down while I'm hungry, because I know I'm hungry.
Everything. I mean, like,
but the cool thing about it is that it makes me write out everything. And someone like me who's not normally used to expressing how I feel, what I want to do, how I want to do it, I'm kind of talking to myself now. So in a sense, it's helping me realize, and it's building me along the way. So I just want to say thank you, because my mind, boy, would have so many, it was a mess in there. It was dirty. It had to get clean. But with the thinking.
Exactly.
And
it's like a mental colonic.
Yeah, put it up.
Hey.
That's
what it is.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Only because it's like when you train to think normally, it's the thoughts you normally have. Okay, I can't. And I was in the middle of this. I want to say.
Well, prepare yourself for the worst always.
Right.
Always think about
preparing
yourself.
But the biggest battle is always yourself and your ego. So
yeah.
Now imagining battling that, and then it's like, I can't do it. And it's like, you can do it. And it's like, no, but I can't. Yes, you can. It's just like two, you know, voices going on in your head. But the thing about Vision Classes, and I see myself doing it now, is before I get to that point where it gets negative, I catch myself like, flip it, make it positive, turn it positive. I am, I can, I will, I am, I can, I will. So it gets me more into speaking my affirmations and talking to myself. And I know people think I'm crazy, because I do be sitting on the bus talking to myself, and I'll be on the train. But it's affirmations that I'm saying to myself, like, you know, because I live in New York. I don't want to be mean, but, you know, we hustle and bustle here. So it's really hard, especially if somebody smacks the back of your bag, and you're like, oh, you little, I am, I can, I will. You know, it does help out with certain situations, because whereas now I would normally blow up at certain things and get really mad, I'm just like, okay, let me put a positive spin on this. I'm not going to get upset. Let me just think about this in another manner. And then I calm down so quickly. So I want to say thank you, because you saved my blood pressure.
Oh,
you're going to be helping Negroes all across the country with their high blood pressure problem.
I think that's a high blood pressure cure. I don't know. If you want to cure your high blood pressure,
Sarah,
more
and low sodium diet. There you go.
I'm telling you.
Anyway.
I love coffee.
Yeah, definitely, though. I mean, I feel you, because what it teaches you to do in the actual psychological process that's going on is you're becoming less reactionary and more, you're becoming more solution-based in your thinking process, because just by simply rearranging your thoughts to figure out who you are, figure out what's going on with yourself, the fact that people even have these questions is a great, great thing, because there's so many people that's just going on like, my heart hurts, keep on eating these french fries, you know what I mean? Like, they don't care. Like, they don't have any desire to know what's going on with them, why it's going on. And a lot of it's based off of fear. But nevertheless, the fact that people have these questions, when you ask a question, it is simply because that is the precursor to the solution. So if you've asked the question, then automatically the solution exists. That's just how duality works. It's how the universe works. So these people who are questioning and awakening, it's really, really awesome. But what you're learning to do in vision class, again, is to become more solution-based in your thinking process, is to become less reactionary. Because when you are doing self-maintenance, right, and you are working on your issues don't work on you. Right? Mm-hmm. So you don't randomly punch somebody in the face because they done smack your back. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's the residual anger from obviously some other thing that was, because somebody smacking your back does not deserve them getting punched in the face. But then do it on the right day at the right time might happen. So what happens is you're working on your own issues so they don't become other people's problems, so they don't affect the rest of your life, so they don't affect your peace and your ability to go out in the world and have productive and happy and great days and things like that. So definitely, I mean, if anybody has any other questions, I did prescribe morning pages like 6 times already. Like, I'm going to just start prescribing it to people. Oh, you have a headache, some morning pages. That would help. Some morning pages.
Morning pages does cure migraines, because I'd be having
You know, like the mother on Everybody Hates Chris? You know, the mother, she was like, Robitussin, I'm going to be like, morning pages with everything. Oh, you got hit by a car, some morning pages. That would help that out. That would really help. So,
it really,
really
does, though. It does. When
it
you
does.
Do have a headache, when you do
I
have
mean,
a headache, because
hey.
I suffer from migraines, and morning pages just, because it causes you to centralize your thoughts. It causes you to actually.
I don't
want to
say
actually,
it's curing everything. But
no,
once
but
you say,
it does help.
Exactly. Once you're doing maintenance on yourself, you're going to notice a shift in your reality, period. It's going to affect your health because everything's holistic. Everything's interconnected. So it's going to affect your health. It's going to affect your work. It's going to affect the way you interact with your children, the way you interact with your family. It's going to affect all of that. Some of it might be positive. Some of it might not be so positive at first, especially when you're going through a purging process. But, hey, it's all part of healing. It's all part of the process. So definitely go check Shira out on YouTube.com/SugarFreeTV and YouTube.com/VisionClass. Go to Facebook, Facebook.com/VisionClass. I mean, it's simple. It's easy to get to. Even if you don't have a Facebook, you can still see the Facebook page because it's a fan page. So go on there. Reference the material. Go download the syllabus. Now, this is something we didn't mention. The books are free. Most of the text, except for one book, is free online. So, I mean, and that book can be found on Amazon for, what, like $10? So you can literally have a whole class and have a whole experience of learning how to manifest your visions and your dreams for, what, $10 plus the cost of some notebooks? So, I don't know anything else, any other course that's $10. So,
I put it like this. People always say, oh, you can't get nothing free in life. Oh, nothing, life is free.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, listen, look, vision class, it's free. Change life. There you go.
Get your life. Like in the words of Tamar Braxton, get your life.
Getyourlife.com.
Exactly.
Your life.
There you go. On Facebook.com/VisionClass. Yes. All right. So do you have any last shout-outs or any last words for anybody, Shira, that you want to get out there?
Ooh. I guess not. I know. I'm like, why am I speechless? I think we said it. I mean, we said it.
Okay. I think we definitely did it. We definitely did that.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, it has been wonderful sitting here rapping with you all. And it has been wonderful, everybody who called in with their questions, everybody listening in silently, who was acting like they didn't have no questions, but I know y'all had some questions. Anyway, But it's okay. I'm not gonna get at y'all today. But definitely thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. Make sure you get in that whole groove right there. And definitely go and check us out on facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. All right, it's been a pleasure, everybody. Peace and blessings, and I'm going to take it out with some Gio Pele, Closer
Yay.
To My Dream, huh. Thought it was appropriate. All right, peace, y'all.
All right.
Peace.
I'm going home.